Welcome to Realtors Roulette. Join Nicole, Alicia, and John as they uncover untold stories, insider tips, and hidden truths about real estate. Get ready to enjoy this episode coming to you from the beautiful Qu'Appelle Valley in Saskatchewan.
Welcome to A Deep Dive with Mortgages with Natasha Moore.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Thanks for coming. We're so excited to have you. You have 16 years of experience in mortgages. Is that correct?
I have 13 years experience with mortgages, and I have 8 years experience working with a major financial institution. So I'm a little bit seasoned when it comes to banking, I would say.
A vet. So we wanted to bring you on to discuss significance of strong relationships with lenders in the mortgage industry. Can you elaborate on that?
I would say a broker's relationship with a lender is the most important factor when it comes to a consumer's mortgage application being approved. A lot of consumers think interest rate's important and they shop the market for a good rate, when I would say relationship is the most important factor. And the reason why I would say that is because at the end of the day, there is a person who is approving that client's application. And not every application fits into a perfect little box. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we need exceptions on applications.
You did work for a financial institution before you became a mortgage broker. What were some of the reasons why you decided to make the jump?
When I worked at the bank, we were told that mortgage brokers are awful. We shop consumers' credit and it's not good for them.
Tell us what shopping consumer credit means.
So, like, I would send my client's application to 10 banks, and every bank would pull their credit, which would impact their credit score.
Right.
That's absolutely not true. It doesn't matter if I send your application to 10 banks or one. It's one inquiry that I pull. The same bureau goes to the lenders, every lender.
Okay.
Car dealerships shop your credit. Mortgage brokers do not shop your credit. A senior manager at the time pulled me into her office and told me I had a meeting the next day with her friend who's a mortgage broker and I'm going to become a mortgage broker. So here I am working for a bank. I was going up the totem pole very quickly, and my manager told me that the thing I was taught to that are scary and these bad people, I'm going to become one. I was kind of terrifying. That being said, I was young and didn't really know any better. And I'm like, she told me I was going to do this, so I just listened because I don't really want to make her mad. It was completely different. Often at the bank, I'd be trying to help a client and their application would get declined. And I felt like I had no other options. And these people were just left to struggle on their own. Well, as a broker, I can say time and time again, I can get clients approved where they either decline through another bank or decline through another lender constantly. So the value that I'm able to provide versus what I could when I was at a bank is there's lots more.
So you basically, they don't have to fit inside the box.
Because every lender is different, right? Yeah. Every bank is very different. So
more
as a broker,
options.
I can provide options. But not only can I provide options, there's a relationship there. I'm part of that whole transaction. Working with a realtor to have that communication with the bank, you don't have those things where we collaborate and work together. Working with the appraiser where we collaborate and work together, it's all collaboration where a banker doesn't have that. They're actually told not to talk to their appraiser, not to talk to their realtor, not to talk to their lawyer, right? So they don't pick up the phone and have those relationships. Whereas a broker, you do. They don't have the relationships with their underwriters or their insurer reps. Like, the relationships, the collaboration, everybody's trying to get people approved. And when you can work together as a group, that's where you get those tough deals to come together.
How did your hours change?
Well, I never walked away from a job and haven't had a vacation in 13 years. And if I ever shut my phone off, I freak out. So, I mean, a lot.
I'd say it's great when working with yourself and getting a client, a deal together. We write it on a Saturday and Tash has it approved by Monday.
It used to be until COVID hit. But yeah, it feels better. I actually feel like I'm adding value and I'm helping people and I'm making a difference. And that's really the part that I love about my job, is because I see it time and time again. I always laugh when a client calls me and they're like, oh, my file is so complex. I'm like, hey, yeah, no, I got this. Like, you're fine. You're that fine. Yeah, it's fun.
I think one of the questions for me and everybody out there is going to be renewals. So people that are coming up for a renewal, what is going to be their options? Because I think, yeah.
Well, what's happening? I would say most clients who are coming up for renewal, and most products that I find consumers going into, are shorter terms right now. And most people are going into 2 or 3 years, right? And there's that conversation like, what's going to happen with mortgage rates? Well, they already are coming down. But there's things that you can control and there's things you can't control, right? You can't control what's gonna happen with mortgage rates. But let's focus on the things we can control. We can control what your payment looks like. So let's look at those options. What's a 2-year, 3-year, 4-or-5-year? What's a variable, right? How do you feel with affordability with those payments? So that's where I try to focus on the conversation. But when I'm looking at those renewals, I'm also looking at a client's finances overall. And because I have the background, I can profile a client very quickly to see other opportunities within their finances where I can actually help save them money. So if I'm, for example, if I'm looking at a client's renewal, I have to look at credit. Well, if I see that they have unsecured debt, like credit card debts or loans or lines of credit, and I know there's equity in their home, there's an opportunity there for me to restructure debt to free up cash to help them, so they're not stuck just paying on this unsecured debt. Or if there's unsecured debt and there's no equity, well, there's things we can do with the mortgage to help that payment more affordable so they can focus on their unsecured debt. Or if they're paying high interest rates on credit cards, there's things we can still do with those credit cards to help them save money.
Right.
So that's the value. Those are the things that I'm trying to focus on and maybe shift that conversation from like the fear of what we can't control into like, okay, we've got this over here. Like, what's your spending like? What are things in your life that you can maybe cut out for a little bit? And having those tough conversations, right?
And that isn't just for today. This is probably going to float on the internet for years and years, in a low interest rate scenario. But you would always do that. That would always be something that you would look at. Always, whether the rate was 6.5% or 2.5%.
Correct.
Right? Yeah.
But I don't even like look at it looking for business. I look at it because I see it so quick as an opportunity to help.
Yeah.
Like, for example, a client sends me a mortgage statement. Well, if I see that they're paying for mortgage protection insurance, I know instantly that product is not a good product. And they're paying into something that may or may not pay out if they need insurance, life, disability, critical illness. So I have that conversation with them. There's better products out there. Did you know that? That those products are going to actually cover you if something happens. And they're more affordable as well. So not only are they underwritten and they're guaranteed to pay you, but you're probably going to save yourself a good chunk of change. Here, can I refer you? And this is not something I do, but I know there's better products because I personally myself would not take that product. So if I wouldn't do it for myself, I feel obligated to educate that person, to let them know they can actually save money and have something that they actually can use. I get no value out of doing that other than just helping somebody, right? So.
And what would you say right now for first-time home buyers that are renting and looking to get into the market and they're thinking, you know, interest rates are whatever they are right now, like what like different opportunities or things is there that they can access right now to kind of buy that first home and get out of renting?
Get pre-qualified right away. If your biggest mistake first-time home buyers make is they wait. If you are thinking about buying a house, you need to meet with somebody like me. Even if you don't buy that house, like I have some clients that work with them for 2 or 3 years before they actually buy. But if there is something in your credit that we need to strengthen, we have the time to do those things. If it's putting more money away for a down payment, if it's helping you pay off unsecured debt that you have to free up cash so you can save, those are the conversations. If you're thinking about changing a job, how is that going to impact you buying that house? Also, what are you paying for rent? And this is what the mortgage payment is going to look like, right? So you can actually... What I tell clients when I pre-qualify them is all I'm here to do is help you get a plan in place. So you're not like fumbling around trying to figure out like what you shouldn't do or what you are or aren't doing. All I'm here to do is get a plan. Help you do that so you can work towards this goal. That's all I'm here to do. I always laugh because people say this to me all the time after I pre-qualify them. I was so afraid to talk to you. Like I was terrified. And like, now I feel better. And I'm like, I laugh. It's like, because, yeah, I'm just here to help you put a plan in place. That's it.
Right.
Yeah.
Wise beyond years, Tash. That's good information. Really, really good information. Like, even for myself, it's put together a plan, you know. come up with something that's going to work and go forward from there for sure. And that's, I know for ourselves, a lot of times we'll run into that scenario, and it might be a 3-minute pre-qualification with somebody that somebody phoned, but in the end they didn't take the time, and it's wasting our time, it's wasting their person they phone time. So yeah, you know, it just makes sense listening to you talk.
Thanks.
For sure.
Thanks, John.
Awesome. So if somebody does want to seek your advice, mm-hmm. what are some of the ways that they can reach you, check you out on the internet, whatever it is, to get in touch with Tash?
Well, I have my website, moremortgage.ca.
And how do you spell more mortgage?
It's M-O-H-R. And I love that my last name is more because it's like more for your mortgage.
Sing us the jingle.
Yeah, that's the jingle. Because, yeah, I feel like I do give more options, more knowledge, more experience, more advice. And I really do care about people. I was having this conversation with somebody before, and it's emotional. Not just for the home buyer, it's emotional for me, helping them. There's so much satisfaction that still comes in the joy of helping people, especially when it's tough, you know, and like a client going through a divorce, you know, and being able to buy their home on their own for their family and create that. I've had clients who've come out of really bad relationships and being able to keep their home. You know, when there's things like that in your life that are happening, like the house, a place to go to, is just so important. So, yeah, it's...
The tougher it is, the more you sink your teeth into it.
Yeah, because it's fun. I like helping people. It's good. Yeah. I enjoy it. And I see it. I would say I stand out as a broker because people look at a problem and they focus on the problem. I look at a problem and I'm like, where's the solution, right? And if you're focused on the problem, you can't see the solution. I don't think that's something you can teach somebody. I think your mind either works that way or it doesn't work that way, right? So you're either stuck or you're moving forward. And that's just like how people's minds work.
That's good advice.
Before we wrap up there, Tash, we've asked all the questions. Do you have anything that you'd want to take and... From the realtor standpoint to a mortgage broker, is there anything that you want to ask us?
Definitely. I'm really curious because a lot of you are seasoned and been in the industry for quite a while, and I know all of you quite well. What would you say the difference is in terms of your experience with your consumer, with your lender partners from now to like 5 years ago?
I would say definitely a lot more personal experience. I wouldn't have ever known somebody's, you know, I wouldn't have FaceTimed somebody from a showing and said, hey Tash, we're riding on this house, look at this one. That's new. That's something that we haven't experienced before. But I think in the digital age and the personal relationships that we've built, we would have more access to the lender at different hours of the day rather than banker's hours. And building those personal relationships.
Do you find that you're seeing more of your applicants fall through when they get into like the financing stage?
Well, that's a good question. Pre-approvals aren't the same as what they once were.
What do you mean by that?
I think a lot of people are confused that they are pre-approved when in fact they've just kind of put their income into a spreadsheet on the internet and been pre-approved that way, whereas they haven't had their bureau pulled or any of their actual finances
looked at, like somebody payment. Like me. So they're falling for those online 60 seconds and you can get a mortgage pre-approval.
Correct.
And they fill that out and they don't know how a lender's going to interpret their income. So they maybe put it where it's higher and then they're not actually qualified, or there's things on their credit that impacted, or their affordability is not really calculated.
It's a disappointment for everybody.
Of course it is, yeah.
Why? And I'm along the same lines of Alicia there. Like, I think we as realtors have taken a little bit more time because you want to see a successful transaction. So, you know, you have to bring the people into the office, sit them down, and I don't think a lot of people want to give up that information. So they're seeing, and one of our first questions is, are you qualified? Are you pre-qualified? And they're saying yes, but I think they went on and they did the 60-second pre-qualification, and they want to go look at houses. That's all they want to do is go look at houses. Let's look at six, let's look at eight, and let's start writing offers. And I think that's what it becomes, is the relationship to say, to make a successful deal, we need the realtor on board, we need the lender on board, we need the lawyer, we need the home, like everybody has to work together to be successful at it. It's not one cog of it. So I that's changed in the last 5 years. I think people were more diligent 5 years ago. Digital age kind of came around and everybody's like, let's rip,
make it easy. Let's rip it. Through the easy. Well, you're buying a house, it shouldn't be easy.
Right, let's rip it. Let's rip it. And I'm not taking a day off work. I'm going to come out at 7 o'clock at night, or I'm going to view it virtually and, you know, let's make it happen kind of thing. So yeah, that's definitely changed.
It used to be a big deal to get to the point where you're ready to go and look at houses. It used to be a big deal, and I think access has become so easy. Like, you can look virtually, you have so much more access. Everybody's starting their search on the internet. There's video of the house, there's virtual tours, and same thing, like, people are just their expectation of waiting for any sort of access has changed in the last 5 years. I think that it's so instant. People have expectations of everything happening a lot quicker. It is.
Yeah. And I love that you said waiting, because that's one thing I've noticed as well in my industry, is I actually used to get clients approved within 48 hours. I mean, fully approved from submission to I was removing financing. We were like 10 days with some lenders before they'd even pick up our files, because they just didn't have the manpower to service everything. Just with COVID, a lot of employees switched jobs. And not talking one, I'm saying multiple different lenders, right? Okay. So especially when you're quick and used to that instant gratification, and then you go through the underwriting and it's taking this long, the same file that would take this long.
Yeah.
I mean, overall expectations had to change, right? With the client, with how long you're writing conditions for financing, with us as brokers as well, for expectations. Like, sometimes it was like, well, I want this rate. Well, that lender's not gonna get back to us for 14 days and you could lose this house, right? So when a consumer is so focused on rate and it's just like, no, I'm telling you, this is what this transaction's gonna be like. Mm-hmm. And then it gets that way and then they're frustrated. Well, it's like, well, no, I told you it was gonna be like this, right? So I would say we're shifting back now. Mm-hmm. Turnaround is getting a lot quicker as well, which is fantastic. But yeah, that's probably one thing you noticed as well. The waiting game, it was already, it's emotional, and now it's just like, like that, right? But
awesome.
And how else can somebody reach you? What's your contact? What's your deets?
Go to my website.
Yeah.
My information's on there. I'm also on Instagram and Facebook as well. So
awesome. And what company
is I'm with the Mortgage Group.
Awesome.
Guys, thanks for tuning in today. If you have any questions to ask Tash, want to reach out to her, feel free by all means. She's there and she's available and she's ready to help.
Thank you for being a guest.
Thanks, thank you, guys.
Thank you for tuning in to Authentic Realty's podcast. Follow, review, and share this episode to spread the knowledge. To connect with your favorite local realtors, call 306-695-HOME.